Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Ches Omud Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're still in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, learning Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah. And we're on the very first Ramah on the top of the Daf on the second line. And the Ramah writes, Hagah, V'lchei Mutter La'alos Gam Kein L'mafter B'chi Hai Gavna. One is permitted, who is a Kohen or Levi, to go get the last Aliyah called Maftir, as long as he's announced in the following fashion that we discussed at the end of yesterday's shir, that you should say, Afa Pishu Kohen, or Afa Pishu Levi. That's what the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lama Gimel writes, wrote to Lomar, Sheyaskir Gam Kein Shu Kohen or Levi. You should call him up as a Kohen or Levi, so there shouldn't be a thought over here that he's not a true Kohen or Levi. As we pointed out in yesterday's shir, the Kohen or Levi is allowed to get the Maftir Aliyah. The Ramah continues and he writes, Vim Kori Maftir Stam. If he's called up to get the Maftir Aliyah without calling him up by name, we don't call up Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. You just go up there and you start reading the Haftorah, the Maftir Aliyah. Ain Lachos Lifkom. Well, then we don't have to be concerned that anybody's going to say, hey, he's Yisrael. Dari Lo Maskir Shmo, because they didn't call him up by name, and therefore there's no concern that people are going to mistakenly think that he's Yisrael. The Ramah adds, however, there are those that disagree. V'yei Shomrim De'ein Likros Kohen Olevi Leminyan Shiva. Avaliachos Shenishlam Leminyan Yichol Likros Kohen Olevi. While you're not allowed, according to this opinion, go and call up a Kohen or Levi other than the first and second Aliyah, respectively, in the count of seven for a Shabbos, however, if you want to make Hosafos after the original seven have been called up, it is permissible to go call up a Kohen or Levi. And he brings this down from the Augur in the name of the Mari, as well as the Mordechai from the Gemara in Hanizokin, and the Beis Yosef also as well brings this down in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Yerucham. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Dalet explains, "V'ad din afilu miyurtz laso say the chodesh. Even if he wants to make a whole new cycle, dainu kohen Levi Yisrael, that he'll have another kohen Levi Yisrael. Gamkin also l'shita zu. You wouldn't be allowed to do this within the seven aliyos over here. Kivin shu besoch shiva kruim, because it's within the seven aliyos, and those are all Yisraelim after the first kohen and Levi." Kosua Poskim, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the name of Poskim, the Betainis, on a fast day, lo yala kohen or levi lemaftir. When you have three aliyahs and the third aliyah is maftir, you can't call up a kohen or levi for that maftir. Even though on Shabbos you can call him up for maftir, but you can't call him up on a tainis when that's the third aliyah. Shumi minyan akrum, because that's the set number of people that are supposed to read that day. Shamaftir or shlishi, because maftir is not a separate aliyah like it is on Shabbos, but it's one of the three required aliyos. If you don't have a Yisrael that knows how to daven to say the maftir, then makrim acherim oso, which essentially means that somebody else should say the haftorah for him, and he'll repeat it after him word for word because he's unable to say it by himself. But you still shouldn't let the kohen or the levi go and read the maftir as the third aliyah. Sivkot Lamed Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you can't count the kohen or levi according to this opinion as one of the seven required aliyos. And same thing would apply on the yontif. When you only have five required aliyos, you can't call up the kohen or the levi other than in the first and second position. You can't call them up for three, four, or five. However, if either on Shabbos or on Yontif, if you did call up a Kohen or Levi to take the other aliyos, if it's possible to give the Kohen or the Levi Maftor or Achron, then Yamtin Beteva, then they should stay up there by the Bima, by the Sefer Torah, Vikru Acher Bimkomo, call up somebody else in his place, and then he will get the Achron or Maftor Aliyah. That's not possible. But if he's already called up and there is no alternative, for example, somebody else has to say the maftir, he doesn't know how to say the maftir, whatever the reason may be, once he went up there, he doesn't have to go down, and he can get the aliyah that he was asked to go up for. And just like the Ramah himself will conclude in a moment, under extenuating circumstances, if it's really under a pressured situation, you can rely upon the original opinion that said you could call him up after you did Kohen Levi Yisrael, you could then do the cycle again. Back to the Ramah now. So we have these two opinions. The first one is the more lenient one, as we just said. The second one says you can't call up a Kohen Levi to the seven Chi of Aliyos. How do we paskin? So Ramah says, V'chei no'agim medinos elu, like the second opinion, the more strict opinion. However, he says, Umiyu b'makom tzarech u'dichak, as we already just pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah a moment ago, under extenuating circumstances, for whatever the reason, it's very difficult not to do this, yesh l'smoch hasvar rishon, and then you can rely upon the first, more lenient opinion, that once you've called up the Kohen Levi Yisrael to go repeat the cycle again, even before the seven obligated aliyos have been done. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Vav says, V'chein no'agin, that this was the minog that the Rama said we follow the second opinion, the stricter opinion. However, he brings down Ula Belavush Kosav, the Lavush writes, the Chayom nowadays, Afilu Liachar Shiva Kruim, Ein Anu Noagim Likrosin Elula Akron Shibahen Bechain Lamaptir. He says nowadays we don't even rely upon the stricter second opinion, we have like a third opinion, and that is that we do not call up a Kohen or a Levi at all, except for the first and second Aliyah respectively, and for Achron and for Maftir. And many other achronim hold like this as well. And the reason being, Batam Isa B'Lavush, the Lavush explains the reasoning, we're not concerned with the last aliyah that could cause a problem. Because certainly the opposite, because nowadays people think achron is the most important aliyah for whatever the reason, and therefore nobody would say, oh, it's a pagan that he got achron. They'll say, oh, he got achron, he must be a choshev guy. Lifishu Messiah Maparshan. The reasoning why people think it's so important is because that's the last one. And therefore, the last one, so to say, is the most important one. Achron, achron, chodiv. And we frequently call up a very great person for Achron. Are you going to tell me it's not really the last Leah? There's Maftir afterwards. Nevertheless, since there's a Kaddish that interrupts between the Achron and the Maftir, so people know that the Achron was the last Leah, and that's a great Chashiva, so therefore there's no Chashinan over here. We don't have to concern ourselves that people will say it's a Pagam to get the last Leah, and he's not really a Kohen or a Levi. And likewise, by giving the coin or Levi Maftir, there's no concern as well. If he's a coin, the Havikitzchilas Kriya, look at the Kame, because people will say it's like starting anew. Since it's after the Kaddish, it's like starting a new cycle and it won't be a problem. And even if the Achron was a Kohen, so you still could call up over here the Maftir to be a Kohen in Choshishim Mishum Kohen Achar Kohen. We don't have to concern ourselves it's a Kohen right after another Kohen, which normally we would say would cast dispersions upon the legacy of the next Kohen. Kivan Shakadish Mafsik Benim. Again, because there are Kaddish in between them that shows that it's two different, so to say, cycles. Ad Kan Lashon HaLavush. This was the language that the Lavush said, and this is the way I would dare say most shuls paskin. Mishnah Berurah says, and we call Mokum, B'Mokum Tzorech, however, under extenuating circumstances, for example, Kigon Sheyesh Shnei Chassonim, the Shushbonim, Uchol Echa Behem Yesh Kwanim Levim, you have a lot of guests there, two Simchas, two Chassanim, and all the relatives and the friends, and they're both Kwanim and or both Levim, or something like that, so then Cholkin is a Parashah L'Shnayim, then what you can do in that situation is divide up the Parashah basically into 14 Aliyahs. Mitchilo Korin Zayin Gavri Lo'echot, you first call up for the first Chasson, his Zayin Krovim, his family, V'Achakach Korin L'Chasson Hashani, the Shushbino, and then you call up the second chos and you go through the cycle again, and that would be acceptable. That's again under extenuating circumstances. And on Simchas Torah, when you take out three Sifrei Torah, you hold only your Shlosha Kohanim. Then you can even call up three Kohanim. Echod Chasin Torah, V'Echod Chasin Bereishis, V'Echod Maftir. You could actually call three Kohanim over there in those positions. Because each one has its own Sefer Torah that he's reading from. First one is reading from Zosa Bracha, second one is reading from Bereishis, and the third one is reading the Maftir from Pinchas, so therefore it's not a problem. However, when other times you take out three Sifrei Torah, Aval Barosh Chodesh Teves, Shechol B'Shabbos, Sheyesh Gam Shlosh Sfarim, you have over there for Rosh Chodesh, for Chanukah, and for Shabbos. So Oz B'Sefer Rishon Shekorim B'Parshas Shavua, the first six Aliyahs from the first Sefer Torah, and Likros L'Koyim B'Sof. You can't have the sixth Aliyah be called the Kohen. Afim Mosif V'Kor B'Yosem Yeshiva, even though you made Hosafos, so actually you have more than seven Aliyahs in that first Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to call the person up. Because even though you are having more than seven aliyos now with the Hosafos in that Sefer Torah, that still isn't the end of the laning. And the final aliyah of the required aliyos is really in the second Sefer, Shekorim Bo Parshas Rosh Chodesh, which is of course Parshas of Rosh Chodesh. And it's only Rak B'Sefer Hasheni Shebo Mashal Achron. And the second Sefer would be, if you had more Aliyahs, would be the Achron. And therefore, B'Sefer Shele Achron, Shekor Mishal Chanukah L'Maftir. And the third Sefer, which is for Maftir, for Chanukah, then Rasharim Likros the Kohen Lios Achron B'Gam King Kohen L'Maftir. So the Kohen could be in the second Sefer, a Kohen could be in the third Sefer, Achron and Maftir respectively, but not the end of the first Sefer. Likewise, the same thing. B'Shabbos Shal Parshas Shkolim, Oshal Parshas Sachodesh Shal Berosh Chodesh, Yesh Gam Kein Shalosh Shalom. The other Shabbos is that we have three potential Sefer Torah. And Likros Kohen LaHashlam Lakriya B'Sefer Rishon. Again, since the first Sefer Torah is not being completed, the laning, even though you may have more than seven Aliyahs because of Hosafos, so you can't call up a Kohen at the end of the first Sefer. Rak B'Shnei Asfar Ma'achronim. Only in the second and third Sefer, Achron and Maftir, Rashon Likros Kohanim LiAchron LaMaftir. Kamosh Kasati, as we just explained. And this brought down the name of the Shari Ephraim, and he brings down the Piskei Sharm as well, and he brings down the Prima Godim. What about Cholamoit Shal Pesach, the Toma Olav? And he says, I don't understand this. Der Shifutna number 46 explains that he writes over there that in regards to Cholamoit Pesach, when you have three Aliyahs in one Sefer Torah, and then the Maftir is from Pinchas in another Sefer Torah, and the Kaddish is only said after the second Sefer Torah. He says maybe you could still call up after the first Sefer Torah a Kohen, as well as the Mafti could both be Kohanim. And he says, I'm shocked at this. V'tomo alav ha-Pisgah Sharm. The Pisgah Sharm says, I can't understand this. Shemos ha-chol shekor m'sefer Torah ha-shein l'rivii, bivadai shein l'kor koin. You certainly can't call up a koin for that, because there's no Kaddish in between. The Kaddish is said at the end of the second Sefer Torah. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed, when you have a Kaddish in between the first and the second Sefer, so then, even if you didn't have a second Sefer Torah, it would be permissible. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah of Kutn Lamed Zayin. He says, under extenuating circumstances, you could, for example, Kimugum Simchas Torah Chalichai Gavna. He says, other examples of extenuating circumstances would be on Simchas Torah, when you have multiple Kohanim and Levim in the Shul, and you're trying to give them Aliyah, so you do cycle after cycle after cycle. Yeshul Smolta Miyach Shakori Shloshe Kurim Arishonim Korin Levi Yisrael. After you've gone through the first Korin Levi Yisrael, Mutalikos Achakak Korin Levi, then you can keep on calling up another Kohen, another Levi in Yisrael, etc. Okishmosa Kasatle Badasa Machaber. And as we explained previously, that the Machaber's opinion was like this. V'dan, furthermore, da'afilu im nismach ha-svar rishon, even if you rely upon the first svar, ka'am makum yesh ha-be rishon v'achorim shesorim she'en l'hokil l'kroz k'en levi bi'alma. There are those that say you shouldn't rely upon this, elam ken yasu say the chadosh dainu k'en levi Yisrael, that they only allow it to call up a kohen or levi, so if you're going over the cycle again, kohen levi Yisrael, kohen levi Yisrael. The bazein lochush lepgomo klal, then you don't have to be concerned at all that people are going to think that he's not a kohen, shomer lov shein o kohen, shari kohen achov levi, because they're calling a levi after him. I will below say that just to call up stam a kohen for the fourth or fifth aliyah, en likor kohen or levi mishum pagoma, that would be a pagam, people would say he's a Yisrael. Well, the Svar Azuli Mishnah Berurah says, according to this, afilu liachron ol maftir en likron kohen ol levi. Even according to this, even for the maftir and achron, you shouldn't call up a kohen ol levi. Elishib azek far nagu olam lahakel. However, the world has basically ignored this din when it comes to achron and maftir, as we've already explained previously. V'chein sakmu achronim, and this seems to be the opinion of most of the achronim, despite the fact that we said you shouldn't call it up unless you're going through the cycle again to just stop call up a kohen or a levi for achron and maftir would be problematic. According to this, that's not the way we hold. And he brings down Kamosha Kosov Alavush, Betaimosha Dover, as the Vilsha very explained, because people won't think that that's a pagam. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Alkein, Minanochim Lizor Bazel, Likrosim Dav Kalaseda. Therefore, whenever you can, try to call up Kohen Levi Yisrael. And if you have to call up another Kohen, call up a Levi as well. Vafilu Shekorno Suleacha Shiva Krum. And if you're making Gosophus, and you have to call up a Kohen, so then it'd be better to make a Hatsofa another one and call up a Levi as well. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Mish Omer Shem Korach Chazan Kohen Olevi Ve'eno Sham. Chazan over here means the Gabbai. So there is an opinion that says, he brings this down in the name of the Hagos, my money, and that if the Gabbai, the Chazan, calls up a Kohen Olevi, and he is mistaken, the Kohen Olevi isn't there, Lo Yikro Liachar B'Shem, don't call up another Kohen Olevi by name, Mishum Pekamo Sharisham, because then it looks like the first guy isn't really a Kohen Olevi. You must have found out something that made him not be a Kohen Olevi. That's why you're calling up another Kohen Olevi. What should you do if the Kohen Olevi is not there? Ela'acha Yalam Yatzo. You just signal to somebody and you have the guy come up there without calling him up beferish by his name. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Lamech Ches explains, Avo b'Yisraelim Karov Eino Sham. If a Yisrael were to get an Aliyah, they called him up and he's not there, they made a mistake, Yochel Likros Le'acha B'Yisrael. Then you can call up another Yisrael by the name, because the Yisrael Lo Shayach Pegom, because there is no concern over here that you're going to have incorrect lineage on this guy. Nafilu Mamzer Mutalal Zotar, because how bad a lineage could he have? He could even be a Mamzer and he's allowed to get an Aliyah, as we'll learn in Simon Reish Pei Beis. Sivkot Lamed Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ve'ein Hosham, if he's not there, Im Oso HaKoin Mispala, but if the Kohen is there, he's just in the middle of Shemana Esrei, for example, then Mut Likros Acher B'Shem, then you can call up somebody else by name, because everybody sees that Kol Ro'en Shebishul She'enu Yochel LaHavsik B'Tvila in Ola. The reason why he's not getting the Aliyah is because he's in the middle of Shemana Esrei, and therefore you're calling up somebody else, it won't be a Pagama, the first one, and this is brought down the name of the Magen Avram. Sivkot Mem, he writes, Mishum Pigamo, that you shouldn't do this and call up somebody else by name, because that would embarrass the first Kohen or make him think that he's not a real Kohen. The Yisburu, because people will say, you know what happened? Shino da besol kach shupogim. He called him up and somebody said, hey, he's not a Kohen, his mother's a divorcee. And that's why they had to call up somebody else. Because the Achronim write, Mikom Mokom bino mutu likros b'shem. But they would be allowed to call up his son by the name. So if the father, for whatever the reason they thought was there and he's not, so then they could call up the son by the name, because the im isa shu pogam af bino pogam, because if there really was a pogam on the father, so then they wouldn't be allowed to call up the son as well. However, abol aviv osur, but to call up the guy's father, that would be a problem, because the yomru aviv nosa grusha mikvar, they'll say that the father married a divorcee and he got rid of the divorcee, so that's why he's allowed to get an aliyah as a kohen, but his child, the one who we just called up and he wasn't there and didn't answer, and now we have to call up the father by name, that would cast dispersions on the son's lineage, sha'av kosher, because the father could be kosher and the ben could be a halal. Dishah footnote number 49 brings down, the same thing would be applied theoretically with two brothers. So the Prima Gadim writes, Sha'at and Haim To'omim, even if they're twin brothers, also likrod l'sheni bishmo. You shouldn't call up one of them and he's not there in the shul, then call up the second one by name, because people won't know that they're twins, and they'll say, Mistama, that the first one was no good, but the second one is good. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mimalef, right? So the guy should go up on his own. He shouldn't wait to be called up by name. Kasa b'sefer Shari Ephraim, he brings them for the Shari Ephraim. Dim karol koin levi liachrun olamavtu veino sham. If they call up a koin levi for achrun olamavtu and he's not there, and then they have to call up somebody else for korol yacher, afo b'yishya acher hu gam kin koin olevi, mutal likros b'shem. In this situation, you could call up the other person by name, even if he's a koin or a levi. The lo shayach kan lomar deno de sharishim pogum, because we wouldn't, in this situation, be concerned that the first guy they found out was really pogum, and that's why they're calling up a new koin or levi, because the Yisrael gam kim mutalal l'siachur l'mafti, because you don't need to call up a koin or a levi in this situation, so therefore there will be no concern that the first guy was pogum. Now we go to the Ramah, who says, v'chei nagu, this is in fact the custom, that when the koin or the levi aren't there and you have to call up somebody else, you don't call them up by name, you go and just have them come up. Then the Ramah says, shaliach tzibur shu koin, if the chazan himself, the gabai, is the one who's calling people up, if he himself is a koin, yochol likrol kohen acher l'tori. He can go call up another kohen. People won't say, oh, why didn't he call himself up? It must be that he's a pogum kohen. No, nobody's going to think that. Mr. Brewer in Sivkotin Membez explains, vein choshesh mazel if gomosh latzmo. Nobody's going to think for a second that the reason he called up the other guy because he's not a kosher or kohen himself. Shakol yodim, shekivan, shu shliach tzibur. Everybody knows, since he's the gabai. Shliach tzibur is over here, doesn't mean the chazan, he means he's the gabai. Ein svar lomar sheyidcha kol hakohanim ilalos. So it doesn't mean that he can ever call up another kohen ever to get an ali. He always has to call himself up. V'lo mineishu pogum. And if he calls up somebody else, it's because he's pogum. No, nobody's going to think that. V'apilu maskanu kohen. And even if the assistant over there is a kohen, should be all the likors of homish yirtz, and he could call up anybody that he wanted. Obe makom shekohen mitzos alios latorah v'kohen mitzos hu kohen olevi. Or if somebody buys aliyahs and then he doesn't take the aliyah himself, he gives it to somebody else. Yochol etzavos likors the kohen olevi acher. He's allowed to go and give it to somebody else. V'ein b'zem yishum pagam. Everybody knows that this is the way that it's done, and there's no pagam over here. Shakol yodin shaderechu l'chabi lachem. Everybody knows that you're mechabit somebody else. You buy an aliyah, but you don't necessarily buy it for yourself. You buy it to honor the other person. So therefore, there is no concern of chashash over here that there's a pagam, that the people will cast aspersions on his lineage and say he's not really a kohen. That concludes today's shir.